Hare Krishna. So, here I'm in Sri Vrindavan Dham, back home, back to Godhead. A real wonderful experience returning here. Certainly have been to Tirupati, wonderful home of Sri Balaji, and our ISKCON Mandir with Sri Radha Govinda and Astasakis. But Vrindavan is always very special. If you look at the pictures, then you can follow today's podcast, which is about the last holy place that I went to visit just before leaving for the airport, where I had to wait 3 hours because the flight was delayed. And that is Kapila Tirtha, a very wonderful, mystical, enthralling place. And a little more about that, but first see the pictures of Radha Damodar. They're really spoiled in Tirupati with the jasmine beds which they had every evening. Beautiful thick bed of jasmine flowers, bottom and top. And of course, flowers, when you pack them close together, they become very warm. So they were kept warm like that, and you can see they're quite enjoying that very aromatic, warm, and soft experience. I wish I could offer them that every day. Then, the first picture you can see is of Kapila Tirtha, where from a distance you can see the waterfall, and in the forefront the temple, first temple of the holy place of Sri Hanumanji. All of these temples, there's a whole series of temples that I went to, were able to get a special darshan and arti, come up very, very close to their lordships. And that was all based upon the very close relationship that ISKCON has with the management, Balaji management, who manage all of these holy places, including Kapila Tirtha. And you can see the pilgrims coming, shaved heads, men, women, children. It's a general custom there that everyone shaves their heads. And then another temple of Namalvar. Namalvar is one of the very famous Alvars, or 12 saints of the Ramanuj Sampradaya, and it was said here that if you see this Alvar, offer your obeisances to him, then it's equivalent to offering your obeisances to all the other Alvars in the original places of worship throughout India. So we did that, and obviously prayed to him because he's Nam Alvar, prayed to him for the mercy of being able to chant the holy name of the Lord with the real love and devotion that Chaitanya Mahaprabhu wanted his followers to do. After that, we enter the temple's compound. There are many temples here. You can see in the forefront, in the background, is the waterfall and the Pushkarini, the Kund, and to the left is a temple of Lakshmi Narayan. And there, before the temple, there's a vahana, a peacock vahana, as well as a ravana vahana. These are the carriers upon which Lord Shiva rides. The main temple here is of Lord Shiva, and there are many other temples. And then, of course, close by, you can't take pictures with from a distance. Here's a picture of Lakshmi Narayan. And in the next picture, yes, this is a picture of Krishna, Rukmini, and Satyabhama, who are manifest from one large Shalagram Shila. And the picture, again, is at a distance. It's not from close-up. There was also another temple of Kartikeya. Then you see the Papa Vinashanam waterfall, or the waterfall that washes away all sins. And to the right is the temple of Lord Shiva. Once again, I can't show pictures inside because we weren't allowed to take pictures inside. This Lord Shiva is one of the 12 Jyotirlingams, and those 12 Jyotirlingams are the most potential holy places of India for worshippers of Lord Shiva, a self-manifest deity of Lord Shiva who came out of the earth in what is now a cave by the worship of a Kapila Muni, not the Devahuti Kapila who we worship, and not the atheist Kapila, another Kapila. And he's worshipped there. Although there's a long, long queue, we're able to again go in and offer our respects to him, his consort, Kamakshi Devi. And then the next picture, again, is of the waterfall, and following that, the runoff from the river. You can see the Pushkarini, the lake, and the pilgrims who come here and bathe. The water is very full, and because of the rains that we had here following the cyclone, then the waterfalls is very powerful. In the next picture, again, the temple of Lord Shiva, and Papavinasanam Falls, where people are allowed to bathe generally underneath, except now that it's very, very powerful. And in this way, all their sins are washed away before everyone, before they go to Sri Balaji. This is the standard process that they come here, they bathe, cleanse themselves of all sins, bad thoughts, purify their bodies, and then go see the Lord. At the top of the waterfalls, you see there is another little lake. Well, you can't see that, but where Lord Shiva resides, and where at the full moon they have a lamp and burn a big lamp into Arti there to Lord Shiva. So our ISKCON devotees all emphasize that Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, when coming to visit Balaji, he also came here. He also offered his respects to Lord Shiva, bathed in the lake, and set the example that if someone wants to see Krishna, they first have to be qualified by getting the mercy of Krishna's greatest associate and freeing themselves from all types of sinful activities. Hare Krishna.